this is more than music, it's more than CD, it's more than radio, and it's more than TV, more than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys, and if you don't live it, then this album lies, more than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets, more than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who drugging, more than who thinner, more than a loser, more than a winner, more than what I do, more than where you work, sorry princess, even more than your church, it's more than me, and it's more than you, more than Jake South, and it's more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big cat suits and ties, more than half truths, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
Welcome to the show. My name is Michael Anthony Oliva, and the show is Soldiers of Christ. Today is January 24th, 2010. I'd like to send a blessing out to everyone out there, prayers to everyone out there who's in the struggle. I know we all are in the struggle, especially those people in Haiti. And I also want to give a special shout to the March for Life that was done in L.A., in San Francisco, in Washington. You know, I was listening to Father Carapi this week, and he said it best. He said, you know, we got to do less preaching and more praying. And I believe that. You know, I think that people in my past have prayed for me, and that's why I got saved. And now I pray for people in return. You know, sometimes you get caught up in this mix of things where you want to act, you know, out. And sometimes you have to turn the other cheek and just pray for the enemy. Because once you pray for the enemy, God will bring wrath upon the enemy. This is not a plea to come to my church. You go to your church where you want to go. You know, yesterday was, today is the end of Christian Unity Week. And I went to a show over at Victory Church of Jesus Christ Outreach Center. And it was a great show. I got to say hello to PK. And Jay Cabasa, Chris, C.H.R.I.S., as well as Brian Smith. These guys are real good. You're going to probably be hearing their music on my show real, real soon. But I want to get something out of the way. We were having a discussion yesterday about, you know, what's the difference between the Catholic Bible and the King James Version. Well, I'm going to explain it to you right now. Everybody's New Testament, the Protestant, Methodist, King James Version, are all the same. Yes, they may be worded differently. There are seven other books in the Catholic Bible that are found at the end of the Old Testament, and they are Tobit, Judith, Wisdom, Sirach, Baruch, and 1 and 2 Maccabees. So there it goes. If you didn't know, do your research. I did my research. I found out. A local priest at my church, St. Charles Roman Catholic Church here in Staten Island, sat with my one of the priests, and he had told me, and then I did my research. So that's where the seven books come. In the old King James Version, some of those books were included. In the new King James Version, okay, some of them were dropped. Now, believe me, before King James, King Henry was reading his version, the Geneva Bible, and then there was the Bishop Bible. They had conflicts. This has been going on forever. The bottom line is, folks, if you believe in the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, we need to start right there, okay? I am from a faith, a Catholic faith, that is a sacramental faith, which means we get baptized at birth, we make reconciliation, which my son Anthony made his first reconciliation on Wednesday. I was very happy. I was in the Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament the whole time he was in confession, because I was more worried, I think, than he was. You know, when I get on the show, I really don't write nothing down. I basically pray to the Holy Spirit that he would come into my heart and give me the right words to say. I believe it's sky's the limit for everybody. It's all love. It's all good because God is love. God is love. So my first reading today, which I will get into, is a reading from the prophet Nehemiah. Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand, standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate. He read out of the book from daybreak till midday, in the presence of men, the women, and those children old enough to understand, and all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the scribe, stood on a wooden platform that he had made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of those people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra, the priest scribe, and the Levites, who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is the holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, do not weep." For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, "Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." Basically, in my church, the Catholic Church, there's rules. And a lot of people stray from the church because they don't want to follow the rules. And to each his own. I don't discriminate against anybody else's religion or beliefs. And when people come to me and ask me, "Oh, Michael, what should I do? I want to get back into church and I want to take another different way on going." I don't tell them come to my church. I tell them where I go. Yes, I go to St. Charles Roman Catholic Church. But you need to go to a church that fits you. If that's a Protestant church, a Methodist church, a born-again Christian church, a regular non-denominational Christian. Listen, I read from Joe Osteen, okay? But, you know, there's people that just are out there to twist words around and make things that you say not what you say, if that's possible. I want to read something, and this is out of a devotional. The Daily Catholic Devotionals. This is for Saturday on January 23rd. It was pretty good. And it says, "No going back. How would it feel to be away from home, where you grew up, the place where you enjoyed family and friends and felt the closeness to them, and then you return to hear them say, 'You're out of your mind.' What a blow to one's happiness and how crushing to one's self-worth this response could be. How hurtful for Jesus to hear those words. When he returned home, he wasn't the same old Jesus who had grown up there. Those who had known him didn't understand and couldn't figure out why he had such a following. The change they saw in him thwarted their undemanding pattern of life. It disrupted their normal routine. So they tried to seize Jesus, get things back to normal by chasing him out. But there was no going back to normal again. Now, for any of us, is there really any going back to normal once our heart has come to know the beauty and goodness of Christ? There isn't. I think differently. I act differently. I am a different person. To some people, they want the old Michael back. I want you to be normal again. This is my normal now. This is my normal now. To preach God's will, to make people understand, and I bring it through music as well as my scripture that I read. Okay? That's what I do. Sky's the limit for anybody. You entrust in Christ and believe in the Holy Spirit, and that's the thing we're going to do today. A big thing we're going to do today is talk about the Holy Spirit, because Father Carapi really inspired me. And, you know, in chapter 3, which this comes out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, I believe in the Holy Spirit. What does the church mean when she confesses, "I believe in the Holy Spirit"? Well, here's your answer. I believe in the Holy Spirit is to profess faith in the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified with the Father and the Son. The Spirit is sent into our hearts. Galatians 4:6. So that we might receive new life as sons of God. It is possible. You know, people say, oh, you can't change, you can't change. Yes, you can change. Change is good. Then there's some people that say change has come. We won't say who said that, and change hasn't came nowhere. Because we're still in a, which I call depression, not a recession. Right now, I really, really want to get into a track. And I think we're going to get into track number 11 off the PK album, Hear No Evil. And this one is called World War Me, because it starts with you. And if you don't believe it, it starts with you.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on all the armor of God, that ye need not stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers and the gods of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Your feet shine in preparation for the gospel of God.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
I had a fight with my flesh, world war me. Spiritual war that the world can't see. Fight the darkness all in my mind. Sin make me weak, I feel it in my spine. Fight thoughts of jealousy and envy. Told you who, you probably won't condemn me. Fight the pressures of a leader. Pressures of a born again preacher. Fight sister hips all in my face. Wanna be my best friend on my space. Fight backbiting in the ministry. Cast out demons trying to visit me. Fight sin killing me softly. Can't cheat, anointing too coarsely. Get it right, the rapture is nearer. Fight the reflection in my mirror. There's a war going on that the world can't see. World war me. Resist the devil and he will flee. World war me. Send in the army, fight to the death. World war me. A battle between my spirit and flesh. World war me. I read my word confused like it's Russian. Sin banging my head, got a concussion. Flesh telling me this Bible don't work. Spirit saying, don't listen to this jerk. My wife telling me it's death to us part. My ex saying I still got her heart. Friends is whispering the streets missing you. Saying like this Jesus thing isn't you. My job telling me I never make it. My children want the newest, the latest. And my bills is like, pay me now. My pockets is like, pay you how? There's no one else I can borrow from. Today is cloudy, when will tomorrow come? I feel like I'm the last one online. The battlefield's the minute on my mind. There's a war going on that the world can't see. World war me. Resist the devil and he will flee. World war me. Soldiers in the army, fight to the death. World war me. A battle between my spirit and flesh. World war me. I rebuke these thoughts, they not of Christ. I need my mind to be like Christ. He will never leave me nor forsake me. It's the word of God that really makes me, shakes me, even molds me. If disobedient, even scolds me. Faith is substance, that's what he told me. Then he took me to Hebrews and showed me. Man of the cloth, preach righteousness. I got attacked when I was writing this. Suffer with him, reign with him. That's why I go through the pain with him. Persecute me, not ashamed of him. Pages with the blood stains in him. Anywhere we praise the name of him. There's no other God the same as him.
There's a war going on that the world can't see.
spirit and flesh. World War Me.
Wow. Basically, it's a world war with yourself. And that's where it starts out with. You know, every week I just open the Bible and whatever page it goes to, it goes to. And this is out of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. And I have to read this to you. And it's a great verse. And it made a lot of sense to me this week because, you know, a lot of things go on. And sometimes, you know, you have doubts. And then we'll get into the next thing of doubt. And I'm going to tell you another story. But this is verse 8. Through 11. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your fellow believers throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him to be dominion forever. Amen. Basically, you have to share in the passion. Right now, I'm sharing in this passion. I got things going on that I'm sharing in this passion. But I'll give glory to God every morning. Me and my son saying, Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be every night before we go to bed. Make the sign of the cross. I also grant everyone a restful, restoring sleep on my Facebook page before I sign off. Okay? These are ways of me getting out to people, and it works. People have reached out to me. I want to tell you a story. About 1,000 years ago, there was a priest. And you guys could Google this. You don't believe it. You could go to the museum and check it out because it's still there. There was a priest, and he was doing Mass. And at the end, you know, he was doing the Last Supper, as we do in the Catholic Church. Every Mass, we, you know, redo it. And the priest had doubts that the host and the wine was really the body and blood of Christ. Well, the host turned to flesh, and the wine turned to blood. About 500 years later, scientists did an experiment on the host. When they did the experiment on the host came back a human heart, flesh of a human heart. This is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. This is not blasphemy. This is truth. And the wine that turned to blood was not a universal receiver. But it was I forgot the type of blood that it was, but it was a universal donor. Okay? If that ain't proof enough that that Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ, well, my friends, you're missing out on something real glorious. Because every time I take that Eucharist and every time I drink that wine, I am filled with love. I am filled with love. I am not a perfect person. None of us are. Don't ever try to be, but try to emulate Christ the best you can. You will make mistakes. We're all sinners. And if you don't think you're a sinner, then this show is not for you. It really isn't. This week, there was the March for Life. So I want to get into something right now, okay? And this is from Father Stan Fortuna. Now, this was a thing that he did. He made a phone call to somebody, I think, at like a newspaper, and he was talking about articles that were written. And I want you just to hear this, because it's really a tragedy that abortion is still legal in this country, when you hear what's on this phone call. And I'm going to play it out for you as soon as my boys over at BBS get it on point. But I want to say glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. The Holy Spirit's the one that's going to get you to be on fire. I'm on fire for God. I'm on fire for Christ. And there's people that don't understand it. Well, where's Pesh? Pesh is dead. Pino Pesci does no longer exist. Michael Anthony Oliva exists now. He has been born again in his Catholic faith. I attend Mass every Sunday. I attend Mass during the week when I can. Okay, I speak at my church. This Soldiers of Christ, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of everything to come for us, because we have a lot of plans for the future for this Soldiers of Christ Ministries. and people don't understand sometimes, and today there was worth the effort. It says sometimes our initial impression is having to include time for mass on a Sunday is rather inconvenient, but if you make the effort, you will realize that this is what gives a proper focus to your free time. Do you understand? Idle time is the devil's time. But if you practice your faith and you want to be part of your faith, you can't make up your own rules. You need to follow the rules of the church. Listen to this. I want you to listen to this.
Francesco Productions, Northern Office. This is Tony.
Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad, man. How you doing, bro?
Okay.
Unbelievable, man. I'm like sort of in shock.
Why?
You see the paper?
No.
Couldn't believe it. On the front page of the New York Times, man. I was going to buy the paper because I wanted to check up on the Knicks, but I made a conscious decision not to get the paper because I knew what happened already with them. I didn't want to go through that and relive their loss. I said, I'm not getting the paper, right?
Right.
My hand goes out and gets the paper.
Yeah.
And then I look at the front page of the paper, and I couldn't believe what I saw. They're talking about a new law.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't believe it, man. They're talking about this Unborn Victim of Violence Act.
What's that?
It's this thing like that. If a woman is pregnant and somebody attacks the woman, she survives, but the baby in the womb dies, that person is guilty of murder, just as if he killed the woman. Shit, whoa is right, man. That's making the baby in the womb, what they like to call a fetus, a person, man. That's going to shake people up, bro.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, big time, man.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep praying, but I couldn't believe it. And apparently, this passed, it went through 252 to 172, and that's almost the same as the last time when they talked about this, when President Clinton was in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Now President Bush in the White House, right? As soon as he gets in there, brings this whole thing up again, and boom, listen to the breakdown. 53 Democrats, 198 Republicans, and one independent supported this thing. 21 Republicans, 150 Democrats, and one independent opposed it.
Wow.
Yeah. But now they got to bring it to the Senate, man. These are the dogs that are going to prevent it. Watch.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll see the light this time.
I don't know. Maybe. I hope so, bro. That's why we just got to keep praying. You know, a lot of people have been praying and praying and praying for like a whole long time. And, you know, the brothers, everybody, the sisters, every Saturday, everybody's going to abortion clinics, man, and just praying and praying a rosary and just asking the Blessed Mother to help, to turn the light on, man, so that the truth can shine. You know, like the Holy Father says, that veritatis splendor. I don't know, man. Maybe it's sneaking in through the windows of the White House or something.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know, man. We just got to keep praying.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that Holy Spirit, he blows wherever he wants to go.
That's right.
So maybe it's getting into some of these guys.
Yeah.
Check this out, man. Yeah, I don't know. This representative from Texas, he said that, this is a quote from the New York Times. I almost fell over. I had to sit down. He said, under current law, when an unborn victim is murdered in our society, says no one has died. That is so true. And to see the truth like this coming out of a politician's mouth, almost kind of, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I was shocked. That's when I looked at the paper, Unborn Victim of Violence Act. I couldn't believe it. And I felt it, man. I was feeling it in my heart, man, that this was like a song, dude.
Oh, yeah. Time to make some noise.
Oh, man, yeah. I felt like this was a song, man. I was like the chorus, like, that shall not kill, but not on Capitol Hill. You let us do it with the doctor, or we do it with the pill mommies. Ain't safe in the streets. Or I don't know, man. So pray for me, bro.
Okay.
You know, but I got to run, man. I just want to let you know that I seen this, man, and I just want to ask you to pray for me, man, because I hope and pray that, you know, trying to get Sacral Song 2 finished up, man, and I never even thought I'd have another pro-life song, you know, after Never Been Born, but I don't know, man, maybe God's doing something here.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in my heart, maybe God's doing something in the nation, bro.
Yeah,
well,
I'll pray for you, and I'll pray for that law.
We just got to keep praying, bro.
Okay.
All right, we're saying, God we trust, right?
That's right.
We put God all over the money, man, and then we act real funny, right? But that's all right, we even make it legal, you know? But that's all right. We just got to keep praying, man. Jesus will keep us calm. Jesus will keep us strong. And Jesus, man, it will help the truth to shine through us. And hopefully they'll get it, man.
That's right.
They're getting closer.
Yep.
Let's keep praying.
Okay.
All right, see, I'll call you when I get back.
Okay, good.
All right, bro. Have a good day.
All
right, bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, you hear that? That's Father Stan Fortuna, a Catholic priest from the South Bronx. That's probably about 4 years ago because Bush was in the White House. So explain to me, an unborn violence act, but abortion's still legal. You know, it's a touchy situation, and I'm just going to leave it at that. We need to do less preaching and more praying. Let's just pray for people. And I say this in the greatest way I can. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your holy gifts. Let our weaknesses be penetrated with your strength this very day, that we may fulfill all the duties of our state consistently, and that we may do what is right and just. Let our charity be such as to offend no one and hurt no one's feelings, and so generous as to pardon sincerely any wrong done to us. Assist us, O Holy Spirit, in all our trials of life. Enlighten us in our ignorance. Advise us in our doubts. Strengthen us in our weaknesses. Help us in all our needs. Protect us in temptation. Console us in affliction. Graciously hear us, O Holy Spirit. Pour your light into our heart, our soul, and our mind. Assist us to live a holy life and to grow in goodness and grace. Amen. I got fire in my heart. I got fire in my heart. And I want to get into a second reading, and then we're going to get into another track from PK, of course. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. And we were all given to drink of one spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. If a foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it does not for this reason belong any less to the body. Or if an ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it does not for this reason belong any less to the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God placed the parts, each one of them, in the body as in he intended. If they were all one part, where would the body be? But as it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you, nor again the head to the foot, I do not need you. Indeed, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are all the more essential. And those parts of the body that we consider less honorable, we surround with greater honor. And our less presentable parts are treated with greater propriety. Whereas one more presentable parts do not need this, but God has so constructed the body as to give greater honor to a part that it is without it, so that there may be no division in the body, but that parts may have the same concern for one another. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts share its joy. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. Some people has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and a variety of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? What I got out of this today, when that was spoken at my mass, was us as African Americans, white Americans, Spanish Americans, Indian Americans, we need to put our differences aside and come together. Because if you're coming to my church and then you're going out and spitting the N-word or this word, then you ain't a true Christian. Sorry, it is what it is. And I'll tell you another thing, I'm calling you out, Mr. Pat Robinson. How dare you? And this is, God bless you, but God help you. Say that Haiti made a pact with the devil, and this was God's payback. Mr. Pat Robinson, I haven't been preaching as long as you, but God is love, my friend, and God don't pay back nobody. You understand? He don't pay back nobody. Because 2 weeks later in Haiti, after we raised $57 million for them, because we are a giving country, even though this country is filled with sin. Girls dressed like they're 22 when they're 14. You got white kids thinking they're black. You got, it's just, it's outlandish. It's outlandish what goes on. So we as parents need to teach our kids a way. Just like I was taught, maybe I didn't want to go to church when I was younger and I sat there and sat in my mother's lap and put my head on. Just like my son today, he had his head in my lap and he was tired. We still need to put this in them so they understand. Okay? So they understand. We're going to get into another track from PK, the preacher's kid. My brother, one of my best friends, a man who is from a different denomination from me, but we have came together because we feel it is time for Christian unity. We need to bring people together. That's the problem here. You believe in Christ, you believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It starts right there. It starts right there.
Sounds so good, don't you agree?
Yo, yo, we're giving out Mac Brunson on this one. You might hurt yourself, pop, but you have your Christ. And it goes like this. This church never heard Christ rap like did it. Fire in my bones, feel like I'm lit in it. Probably top 10 on Satan's hit lit in this. I don't just preach this thing, man, I lit in this. Proclaim the gospel, that's why I spit in it. Help from asthma, the flow is too sedative. Christ is coming in the world, don't get it in. Falling next to Satan, bottomless pit in it. They want me to stop, that's what they witness. Middle name is Faithful, won't never quit it. Jonah, three nights, belly up a fit in it. Jacob dislocated his head in it. Judas betrayed Jesus with the kid in it. Two or three in his name, he's in the middle of this. Stop playing, hell ain't worth the rid of this. It's like you spiritually splitting your rid of this.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the gospel for God's people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the gospel for God's people.
I'm moved by God, not by how I fit it in. Crucify Christ, so hard to kid it in. Fiery darts, blocked by my shit it in. Held by holy blood that was spit it in. This a holy war, what to did it in? It's not a game, your soul is too rid it in. Satan murdered, destroyers did it in. Mr. Rapture, don't take the city in. Some of y'all in church for the thread it in. I'm here to make sure I do God's with it in. I fall short and he blessed me, stood it in. Blessed in the city, blessed in the fitted ill. Construction worker, kingdom bid it ill. Prayer warrior, Navy sitting ill. This is soul food, better eat your minute ill. I'm a whale in the middle of a witted ill.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil. This is the gospel for God's people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Hallelujah, amen to that. Okay, man. Speaking the truth of the gospel through rap music. Who would have dunk it, right? We're going to go on to the Holy Spirit because Father Carapi really inspired me to, which I think the Holy Spirit actually inspired me as well. Because every day before I get on this show, I get on my knees in front of the crucifix and I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my heart. And I ask him to speak through me to where I can relate to different people. And hopefully inspire someone to go back to church. I'm not asking you to go back to church. I want to inspire you to go back to church. So here's comes out of the catechism. 691 through 693. What are the names of the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is the proper name of the third person of the Most Holy Trinity. Jesus also called him the Apostolate, the Counselor, the Advocate, and the Spirit of Truth. The New Testament also refers to him as the Spirit of Christ, of the Lord, of God, the Spirit of the Glory, and the Spirit of the Promise. Which symbols are used to represent the Holy Spirit? There are many symbols of the Holy Spirit. Living water, which springs from the wounded heart of Jesus, which quenches the thirst of the baptized. Anointing with oil, which is the sacramental sign of confirmation. Fire, which transforms when it touches. The cloud, dark or luminous, in which the divine glory is revealed. The imposition of hands, by which the Holy Spirit is given. And the dove, which ascended on Christ at his baptism and remained with him. Which ascended on my front porch in 2003 when my grandmother, God rest her soul, Fanny Olive, I love you. I go to see you at your grave at least once a month and I speak to you and I preach to you. Because a lot of people don't like my preaching. Not that they don't like my preaching. They don't want to hear it, you know. And I understand sometimes you can't push it on people too much. And I want to read a psalm right now, Psalm 50, in the acceptable sacrifice. The Lord, the God of gods, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, God shines forth, perfect in beauty. Our God comes and will not be silent. Devouring fire proceeds stormily, fiercely round about. God summons the heavens above and the earth to judgment of his people. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim divine justice, for God alone is the judge. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. God, your God, am I. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, nor for your holocaust set before me daily. I need no bullock from your house. No goat from your fold, for every animal of the forest is mine, beast from the thousands on my mountains. I know every bird of the heavens, the creatures of the field belong to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you. For mine is the world and all that fills it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer praise as your sacrifice to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High. Then call on me in time of distress. I will rescue you, and you shall honor me. But to the wicked, God says, why do you recite my commandments and profess my covenant with your lips? You hate discipline. You cast my words behind you. When you see thieves, you befriend them. With adulterers, you throw in your lot. You give your mouth free rein for evil. You harshness your tongue to deceit. You sit maligning your own kin, slandering the child of your own mother. When you do these things, should I be silent? Or do you think that I am like you? I accuse you. I lay the charge before you. Understand this. You who forgot God, lest I attack you with no one to rescue. Those who offer praise as a sacrifice to honor me, to be obedient, I will show the salvation of God. More or less, practice what you preach. You can't go being a preacher and then go smoking a joint. You can't go being a preacher and going to get loaded up every night at a club. You can't go be a preacher and go listen to music that's going to influence your kids to go out and sell drugs and do everything else. Because let me tell you something right now. When I was younger, that music influenced me to do bad things. And I say it right now. Not bringing up my past, but I'm saying the music influences the kids. And I got to give a props to the Victory Church because I heard that last night and it really moved me. One of the artists was speaking about it. I want to get into a third reading, and then we'll get into some more music because I know you guys like this hip-hop music. I do want to give a shout-out to my man Johnny Boy, who's next barbershop. He's a man of God. 3555 Victory Boulevard, 718-761-7343. Walk-ins are welcome. His hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 to 5. Johnny Boy, you got to close on Sunday. But to each his own. You got to make money. You got to feed your family. I love you, Johnny Boy. I wanted to give you a shout-out. I saw him the other day. I haven't seen him in years, and, you know, we just talked. But, you know, listen, sky's the limit. It's all about, it's all love, and it's all good because God is love. Third reading I'm going to get into today is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Old Testament predicts, the New Testament fulfills. My friends, my brothers and sisters, because we are all brothers and sisters. Remember, Adam was the first Jesus. He failed. God had to do it all over again. Brought in the God-man, his son, Jesus, into this world to suffer, to be a perfect person, and have a perfect death. And on the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. Like we say in the Catholic Church, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Every church, every mass, it is said. The Catholic Church, anything that is written ahead of time. Now tell me how that's possible. I was with a friend of mine today in church who had lost his legs in an accident. And when he heard the first reading I was reading to you, where it was 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20 through 30, St. Paul to the Corinthians about the many parts of the body. He was in awe. He was in shock. He said he woke up this morning and something told him to go to church. Now, if you don't think that's the Holy Spirit working in him, it's working in him. People prayed for me for years when I rebuked and got called. I got called from God, and I rebuked it, and I ran away from it because I was scared. I didn't understand it. I was scared. I was nervous. You know, I was nervous. So we get into another track from PK, track number 4 off the album. If you don't know, now you know. Christ is coming for you. This is my son Anthony's favorite song. My son Jonathan, I love you. You're out in Florida. Daddy misses you. You're in my prayers every day. We talk, we text, Facebook. All these things are a great, great item. They could be bad things too, these MySpaces and Facebooks, but they can work as a tool. I'm just an instrument. God is using me as an instrument to reach out to different people. And I feel that the youth is the key to changing the way this life is and the way this world is. We need, as a country, to come together, no matter what religion you are, no matter what nationality, no matter what creed you are. We are all children of God, whether you like it or not. Like he said, Father Stan Fortuna, we put on our money in God we trust, but then we go spend it wildly. Explain that to me. Explain that to me. In God we trust is on the money. Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me. Why put it on there? Why put it in there? Now you want to take Bibles out of public schools. Let me tell you something. The Bible has taught me more knowledge than any college education I could ever got, any street knowledge I ever got. The Bible has taught me so much, and I will continue to study it, and I will continue to go on and study it. and I will keep it going. Well, PK's about to bounce on this right now. We just keep it moving here on the Soldiers of Christ show. I am your host, Michael Anthony Oliva, to hopefully one day become a saint.
See the world through the eyes of a modern day disciple. Impact through your flesh like a rifle. Jesus on beach, lyrical revival. Holy hands holding the holy Bible. Go to war with demons, spiritual survival. Weapons ain't carnal, that's suicidal. I still read the Bible, Christ still an idol. Nothing changed, born again, still a title. To whom much is given, much is required. Rebuke gay demons, all for the choir. Jesus' name, preach, Holy Ghost fire. 1-800 preachers, kid for hire. Let's go higher, reach the Messiah, Lord and Savior, the one I admire, the one giving out the Jesus saints flyers. Won't stop preaching till I retire. Give up his Hennessy and drop to his knees like a seminarian. Now he praying for all his enemies. He walking in his Christian destiny. I'm here preaching life to those in tune. John the Baptist, Holy Ghost from the womb. Christ, what we speak, strengthen the weak. Don't receive us, shake dust off our feet. Preach on beats, just spread the good news. Feeding your spirit, giving you soul food. Don't trust in man, trust in God. Point the mic at people like Moses rod. Satan's like a lion, but he can't harm me. Body of Christ, salvation on me.
One, two, Christ is coming for you.
Christ is coming. Say anti-Christ, I'm anti-world. Share the word of God, my lifetime dream. Armor bear for the great King of Kings. God hates six things, seven abomination. Tears amongst the wheat inside the congregation. No intimidation, shadows of death. Fear the evil preach if it's just me left. My last breath, praise Christ, the life giver. Enlarge yourself daily, hell getting bigger. Satan say stuff that'll make your soul shiver. Elijah held the water inside the Jordan River. For real, it's by his stripes I'm healed. Too hard to kill, holy blood spill. Holding up my shield, salvation still. Superman, Jesus Christ, the man is still.
One, two, Christ is coming for you.
Christ is coming.
Coming back again. He's coming back again. Listen, there's seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, pietai, and the fear of the Lord. People go around and say, financial freedom, that's my fear. I need financial freedom. That's going to get me to where I need to be. No. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's really not. Okay? You have to understand that. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. There's seven corporal works of mercy. And this is from my Catholic doctrine, from the Catechism. And I guarantee you, all other Christians will agree. One, you need to feed the hungry. Two, you need to give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, and bury the dead. I'm sure that all denominations will probably agree with these things. You know, I was talking to a priest the other day, and he said, you know, if a lot of people would just really read the catechism and understand our true teachings, then maybe they would have never strayed away from the church to begin with. You know, people say, well, divorce, and, well, I can't go back because I got divorced. And listen, God forgives you on anything you do. You murder someone, anything, any sin is forgiven. Any sin is forgiven with a sincere heart. You have to pardon me tonight. I am a little under the weather. I know I probably sound it. But I want to read something. And this is today. This is a minute meditations from the popes. This is from Pope John Paul II. And his reading was from John 16:33, which I had posted on my Facebook. You will have trouble in this world, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And he has a reflection. He says, if you nourish your life with personal and liturgy prayer, if you are supported by the advice of a spiritual guide, you will not be afraid to face the world. On the contrary, you will face it with a calm, positive, and open mind. Then his prayer is, O Lord, St. Francis de Sales spoke about how many people can encounter you in the ordinary circumstances of their life. May his life and teachings call me to a greater commitment to spiritual growth. Amen. I say that prayer for you. I also want to say a prayer for my friend Mike Soma, his grandmother. I want everyone to please keep her in the prayers, even if you don't know her name. You just say Mike Soma's grandmother from Bay Terrace. She got diagnosed with cancer, spread to the bones, and we need to pray for her. Prayer is the most powerful thing on earth. Less preaching, more praying. People in my family prayed for me for years, especially my mother, and I love her for it. And it worked. Mama, it worked. I'm free at last. God Almighty, I'm free at last. And I am happy. I am joyful. And I want to get into another thing. And we're getting down to the last hour. We saw what we covered today. We talked about abortion, the March for Life. I want to give props to everybody that went out for the March for Life, anyone that donated to Haiti, and about that priest 1,000 years ago with the host and the wine that turned to flesh and blood. You could Google it. You could go to the museum. It's there. This is not blasphemy. This is truth. The heart was a heart, a human heart, when they tested it. Scientists tested it. The wine that turned to blood was a universal donor. That means anyone in the world can receive him. If there is not proof there, my friends, that the body and blood of Christ is really the body and blood of Christ, then I have to say to you, you're the one that's out of your mind. Michael Anthony Oliva ain't out of his mind. Michael Anthony Oliva has found himself through the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. Okay? And of course, I hail the Holy Queen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this veil of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes on mercy toward us. After this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruits of your womb. Jesus, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, our Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Almighty and everlasting God, who by the cooperation of the Holy Spirit prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary to be fit dwelling for your Son, grant that we who receive in her memory may be freed by her kindly prayers, both from present ills and from eternal death, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Another thing I want to clear up. People say, well, you got all those saints in your church and everything else. Those are memorials. We do not pray to a statue. They are memorials. We believe in the communion of saints. These men died for the name of Christ. John the Baptist was beheaded. St. Paul was beheaded because of his love of Christ. So I will pray to saints if I feel like it. My patron saint is St. Jude. 7 years ago, I had heart surgery. I had open heart surgery. I had heart disease. I was done. Died 7 minutes on the table. Came back to life. They put the valve in. The St. Jude medical device. That's what it's called. At NYU Hospital. My prayers also go out to my grandfather, who just got done with a surgery, going in for another one. Grandpa, you're in my prayers. You will overcome this. That's a promise. The Lord has told me this. I feel it in my heart. I love you with all my heart. We're going to get into one last track. And then if I have some time, I just want to say goodnight and God bless to everybody. Okay. We're going to go back to PK because, you know, PK is just my man. And I love him. But we're going to have more new artists come on the show as we go along. Probably Chris is going to be next. Brian Smith, we're going to get him to come on. We're going to play some more tracks from Father Stan Fortuna next week. And, you know, we're going to keep it moving. And we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep getting positive and bring this Christian unity back together. So as you know as well, we spoke about it today. There are 7 other books in the Catholic Bible. They are from the Old Testament. It's Tobit, Judith, Wisdom, Sirach, Baruch, and 1 and 2 Maccabees. And in the old King James Version, some of them, were included. The new King James Version, they took them out. So if you want to get to the truth like I got to the truth, you got to do what you got to do, man. Do your research. And that's what I did. And I felt that I was blessed through God, through the Holy Spirit, through my church. Especially my church, Christ is bride. I will follow your rules. I will walk humbly with you. I am a sinner. I am not perfect. But I will surely make it happen for us and for the rest of the believers that are on this earth that are following.
The realest thing my Savior did for me is that he died for me. Winning it, start living it. Pick up your cross and put down your cigarette. I know you're sick of it, the liquor, the coke on you. Guards admit and get destroyed and yoke. My pops taught me marriage for grown folk. I furnished me in Christ, middle of the smoke. I'm a firefighter in a fiery trial. Middle of the flames, I can see Christ smile. Try and walk a mile in a man of God's shoes. Get this annoying, pay man of God's dues. Excuse my iniquity, I'm not even worthy. Don't lay hands with the spirit man dirty. We all fall, that's no excuse. You dancing with the devil, drinking sin and juice. Known as a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Demons know which kingdom you face. This is that sent me. Satan can't beat me. All he do is tempt me. Without Christ, I'm empty. Nothing at all. For money, y'all will give up rights like Esau. That's why we fall. We're not living it. Your mind is the doorway to your spirit. When Jesus knocked, open and receive him. Even more those that diligently seek him. Mighty man of valor, Holy Ghost power. Lord, anoint me with a spiritual shower. Now is the hour. Time to come to Christ. Bring down the walls of Jericho. In your life, Paul almost got a grip to be a Christian. Still saved even after benediction. Face affliction, I'm in the hand of God. Reincarnation came back a man of God.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Gave me a victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. thin line between heaven and hell. Christ got holes in his hand from the nails out of spiritual jail. Got new liberty, can't preach your mind, filled with iniquity. Sin in the ministry, God coming back. They high off iniquity like spiritual crack. I'm like Abel, around 10 killer games. Pastors get hurt, but they never show the pain. Making it plain, singing in the rain. Wondering, is my living in vain? Let me explain, these trials make you. Just to get baptized, don't save you. The world hates you, the world hates Christ. Through his death, he gave me life. I preach truth, and they don't understand. By the grace of God, I am what I am.
What a great show. Great show. I feel the spirit. I got the fire of God in me. I want to say one last thing to all my listeners out there. Nor will I ever be ashamed that I have found God. Nor will I ever be ashamed that I have been saved. Nor will I ever be ashamed that I have been born again. Nor will I ever be ashamed that God took me through hell just to get me to heaven. My past was what made me what I am today. I want to say God bless. I want to say to everyone out there, may you have a restful, restoring sleep in the name of Jesus, and find the church that suits you. If it's not the Catholic Church, find another church. But it's time that we gave our lives to God and let him do the rest. Like T.I. said in his thing, he said, you know, I face years and I'm still chilling. Easy, let go and let God deal with it. Very good words from a rapper. A rapper who 2 years before was rapping about guns, this and that, and now is all of a sudden changing his ways. God bless you. Good night. And I will see you next week. Amen. Peace, my brothers and sisters.